Hello, everyone. Sorry for the initial a little confusion there. I thought I was on, and I wasn't. But, you know, that's happened a lot in life lately to me when I think I'm on and I'm not. In lots of different ways. But I'm sure glad you're here. And I love seeing how many people are coming online and coming to receive the blessings of Christ. It's a beautiful day here, even though the weather is a little colder than I like it, but I'm just joining into the rest of most of the folks in the United States who've had cold weather for quite a while. So I'm here, guys. I'm with you. And it's not quite like being on the south coast of Texas, which is tropical land. But it's good everywhere when you're walking in the heart of God, walking beside Yeshua, and feeling a love of life. And we want to help you get more into that state of experience today. You know, the thing I've learned in my life is that when you're in that state of experience within yourself, it tends to attract an external world that is more like what you're claiming to experience. It's really kind of amazing, and it really demonstrates that in so many ways, we really were created in the image of God. Sometimes it's hard to believe, but there are these little glorious moments when we are given evidence that we do have some of the grace and miraculous evidence of our Holy Father. So I see that we have some people already building up in the queue, and that's great. Nancy is here with us again, and she's going to be running the board. And thank you so much, Nancy.
Oh, my pleasure.
You make all the difference for our community being here during these times of transition for me. Yeshua is always with you. He doesn't have times of transition anymore. He's just simply on high ground and reaching for us to be with him. And it's not as simple as that for him. Yes, he does know our troubles, and yes, he does feel sad about them, but he knows they're not going to last. And he knows that if we reach, he will reach back. So that's what we're here to do for each other, for one another. And one of the ways we do that is to join in communion by speaking up in our community. It doesn't have to be something profound or stimulating. It doesn't have to be anything that you would think would be so special. But you'd be surprised how much other people find it to be special because you're there. And they feel you there. And you make a difference. So you could let us know about the blessing you would like to receive. You could offer gratitude for blessings you have received. You might share really profound inspirations or just ordinary inspirations of life that you've experienced recently. All of these things bring us together and help us to share life on a higher level. And it helps others to help you. And it helps you to help others. So we're here for one another. We're here in the name of Christ by the grace of God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and all of these wonderful, beautiful forces work together. And you're one of them. Our community is one of them. As we reach, others reach back. And so, I say again, so welcome. We love you, we greet you, and we pray for you.
Definitely.
Go ahead, Nancy. Let's open the line to Jerome.
Jerome, your line is now open.
I love you, I thank you, and I'm blessings with you, and keep up the good spirit that you've always been to connect with the universe, and I just wish you the very best with your life and Holy Spirit, and thank you for helping all of us, because we are connected to the higher spirit of the universe.
Oh, yes, we are, and we help one another get there.
Yeah.
You know,
sure
sometimes
do.
when we feel very isolated, we wonder where to go.
Yeah.
We wonder why we would go in the first place. And we just stop and sit on a rock.
Yeah.
And get lost within our confusion.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There's a lot of people in the world today sitting on a rock, lost in their confusion. Let's help that out.
Yeah,
Let's help.
Yeah.
Let's help each other move forward. As long as it's positive, as long as it's in faith and hope, in a spirit of charity, just moving forward makes a difference. And you don't have to know the big picture for your life. And I can show you,
by example,
I'm there too. I just know that every day I'm going to make a positive move forward. And I know by doing that every day, I'll get where I'm supposed to go.
Yes. That's all good. Good. No, do we have your new address somewhere?
Well, I don't have a new address.
Okay.
I am still in a hotel room. With my cat.
How are you? Well, blessings on your hotel room.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm doing quite fine. They're going stir crazy.
Wow. Okay.
Like,
well.
Mom, how much longer do we have to be here?
Yeah.
Well, I have an offer on some different residences. I will be leasing for a year because I have some big goals to sort out before I make a commitment for ownership, because that's a pretty big commitment. And you don't want to just unpack everything until you know you're going to be there for a while. So I will be leasing for a year, but even that's a big decision, because I want to be where I'm fully operative, where I can put our store back in service, and where I can feel at home and have friends and guests over and just get back to living life in the warm and friendly, welcome way that I like to live
it. I know.
But I'm making friends in the hotel, so, you know, we can make the most of wherever we are, my friends. And that's a challenge in itself. You know, I think everybody in the hotel knows me by now. And it's a nice feeling. I go down to breakfast. And they start saying, hello, Miss Green. Hello, how are you today? And I'll just say, I'm grand. Hope you are too.
Oh, good, Glenda. Glenda, your light and love and peace and joy of the universe. Thank you, and I bless you with
everything. Well, I try to be. Really, I do. It's my joy to be.
Yes,
and I believe that I can be anywhere I am because that's what I choose.
Yeah.
You know, my friends, we get to choose. We don't always get to choose the way we go through life, but we always get to choose how we go through life.
Yes. And blessings on Ukraine, too. Blessings for them. Ukraine is sure going through a tough time, too. So.
Yes, it is. And that's a good example of what I'm saying. We don't always get to choose how we go through life. So many other forces either invite us to it or impress it on us, whether happily or unhappily, whether with misery or joy. Sometimes the way we go through life is just part of the development or evolutionary progress of our planet. And sometimes we don't think it's evolution. Sometimes we think it's de-evolution. But I assure you that God's energy is always moving forward. God never moves back.
Okay.
So if we stay close to our Creator, and if we choose to be in the better way of how we go through life, we'll get to somewhere that's very rewarding, valuable, and pleasant.
Right.
And that's an assurance I can give you. I can't give you assurance about the way we're going to be put through life, because there are a lot of changes going on in the world that we as individuals often don't have much of influence over. But you might be surprised, everybody, at how much influence you really do have without ever knowing it or seeing the evidence. There's been a scientific report studying the flows and patterns of our planet that actually reveals a butterfly in China could change what happens in the United States. And when I say butterfly, that's not a symbolic term for COVID. No, I mean a real butterfly, you know, that comes out of a cocoon and sits on a flower. A real butterfly could actually change the weather in North America. That has been scientifically demonstrated by the laws of probability and expectation. So don't think you don't have an influence. You just don't see it. You know, I'm sure that butterfly in China cannot see the weather changes. Bless its heart, it makes in other parts of the world. But just by flapping its wings and extracting pollen from the flower and pollinating another flower, it's actually contributing to life. It just doesn't know it. If that could be true for a butterfly, think about how true it could be for you. It's just, you don't know it, you don't see it. And that's why we have to go forward with faith and positive expectations for all of our positive thoughts, good deeds, and goodwill toward our fellow citizens in this planet and on this earth.
On the earth too, on the planet. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And please keep
I hope you're well too, Jerome. I hope you're
well.
Yes,
okay.
And your family. We'll remember you and your family in our blessings. Okay.
Okay, all right.
Well, let's take another caller.
We have Nancy. Elizabeth.
Oh, good.
Elizabeth, the line is open.
Oh, hi, Glenda. I'm just Elizabeth from New York. I just wanted to ask a blessing for the world in general, but specifically what's happening in Ukraine and Russia, that instead of bullets raining down, let love rain down on the powers that be, the people in the power that can change this whole situation so it doesn't escalate, and that, you know, people will become sensible and just know that war is not the answer and that this whole situation can be just filled with love. So people will change
their
minds.
Thank you, Elizabeth. That is my daily prayer.
Yeah.
I think all of us have pretty much concluded war is not the answer. It's just a lot of people are not being sensible about what the alternatives are. And so we keep pushing back toward the edge of war. I think we've got to get sensible about a whole lot more things. And it challenges us to step forward and be that difference in the world.
Indeed.
And I'm noticing, even with thoughts I make every day, I start to call someone, let's say in my search for quarters, and ask a question that might raise, a probability thought that might not be altogether positive. And I stop myself and I think, you know, I'm going to let them tell me all about the way this is. And I'm just going to listen. I'm trying to catch myself, because in the old ways we used to do things, like 20 years ago, 30, 40, 50 years ago, in my case, as long as we thought we were being positive and proactive, it was stimulating to be just a little bit competitive, because competition would stir up the ideas and the thoughts behind the situation. Because when you get people to start showing their hand, you get to see what's in their hand. And actually, we grew up in a world that advocated that. If you look back at a lot of the motivational teachings of very, very smart people and well-intentioned people like Tony Robbins will see that, you know, he was advocating take your edge and hold it and hold up to what you want and go get it, that sort of thing. Well, there was nothing wrong with that. But we were living in a world that could support that activity and not be ready to fire a bullet. We're living in a world where people who have no sense at all and have been pushed to the limit will come in and fire bullets on innocent children. So we have to learn a different way of negotiating our way through life. And I would advocate a lot of that being toward listening, a lot of that being toward observing, a lot of that being toward what can I do to assist this situation? And if it's over your head, maybe just back out a little bit to a more beneficial position for you and everyone else. You know, we are in a very, very tense situation, but that doesn't mean it has to be negative. It doesn't have to mean it has to be propelled by doubt or fear or negative thoughts. There are a lot of things in the world to be afraid of, but that doesn't mean we have to live in fear. We just acknowledge it. Well, for example, back in the old pioneer days, you're walking across the country and you know there are hungry wolves out there. You could be afraid of them, but you choose not to be. You just know that what you have to do is circle the wagons and put a fire in the center, and they'll stay away. They'll go hunt rabbits instead. So we have to learn to be sensible, recognizing that we are going through changing times, and there are certain situations we need to be careful with, but we don't have to be negative. All of these negative thoughts that we're having are just making everything worse.
Yeah.
Don't contribute to that. Contribute with prayers. Contribute with meditations that neutralize situations.
Mm-hmm.
And then, if you can keep another person from suffering in any way, do what you can to keep that person from suffering. There are, I'll give you an example right now. There are people in our, I would say our district community, because I don't think they're on the phone today. They're, most of them are in hardship conditions. And they really rely on me for their faith and their confidence. And I don't tell them what I'm going through, because then they might become worried that they would lose one of the pillars they rely on. And I want them to know they're not ever losing me. Even if I should leave this earth, they're not losing me. And I will be here. And I still communicate with them in the very most positive way I can. Because I know they're already worried about too many things. And I'm not adding to that worry list. You know, I don't need for other people to know that I'm suffering. I don't need for anyone else to know that, because whatever I go through is transitory and it will change. And I go through life in faith, in courage, and walking beside the Lord that I love, who always takes me to green pastures and beside still waters. I always get through it. And my friends are laughing at me now. They're saying, well, you're just kind of the queen of the 11th hour miracle. And I say, well, you know, that is Yeshua's way of keeping me humble, of letting me know and the world know I'm not some princess in a palace. I get to walk beside everybody else. I get to bleed like anybody else. And then I'm lifted up to where I can do my work in a little better way. So, I get to walk through, thorns and rocks, and then I get to sleep on a soft bed.
And that's the way it is for you too, if you'll just keep your faith up. And for some of us, that soft bed may be in heaven. But you'll get that soft bed, I promise you. You will. And so will the ones you love. So let's keep on going with faith and hope and a spirit of charity. And we put out all the love that we are created from as an outward manifestation to keep everybody on vitamin L. Vitamin L is love.
That's great.
Okay? All right. Okay. Well, let's
Thank
keep
you.
Going.
I love that, Glenda. I'm sure everybody's just going, yay, what a great message, such a great message. And, you know, especially for me, that God never, you know, never moves back, always moving forward. And, you know, with what you just said, that's just all streamlined together perfectly. And, but I, before we bring Aria on the call, I have a blessing request for, you know, schools and school districts and the staff that work with the kids and even in our child nutrition program. There, you know, there's a lot of, shortages and a lot of people being overworked and sort of getting, morale is really down. And sometimes that comes out, you know, and the kids pick up on that. And so anyway, I think about how people are struggling in those systems and some of the leadership isn't the best. And there's, you know, there's a lot of political things and incentives, things that they incentivize that maybe not be in the best interest. But anyway, just a blessing, a broad blessing for, you know, that whole arm of, working with children and yeah, that's
everything good for the children. Everything good for the children. They are our future. They are the children of God. They are the ones that Yeshua loved the most and held them close and dear. And so, yes, we bless the children in all the ways that they need it, from schooling to health to parenting and vital care of their well-being.
Thank you. Well, we have Aria.
Yeah, you know,
go ahead.
Well, before we bring Aria on, I will forget this. I don't say it now. I've got a little anecdote. I think everyone will enjoy. And I just experienced it with someone today that makes it fresh on my mind. You know, we can go through a lot of situations in life, and some of them are just trivial, like maybe we get a parking ticket, or maybe we get a bill that was a little bit more than we expected, you know, or we get a little bit of challenge from the neighbor about something, and we just flippantly will say, oh, my God, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Of course, we know that they're not really, really saying that. But it's a phrase that we say when we really want some intervention on this, but we don't really go into a divine state of mind or critical prayer. We just say, oh, my God. Okay, well, I was on a call earlier today with someone who had some serious bad news, and I was with him when it came in, and his reply was, Jesus Christ. And I thought, there's a huge message in that, and let me tell you what it is. And it has a lot to do with why you come to the blessing call on Sunday. Even if we don't admit that the name of Christ is our access point to our Heavenly Father, even if we don't want to formally practice that belief, when reality hits in a powerful way that challenges us, automatically our autonomic nervous system will say the name of the one who can get us there. And I just wanted to say that because it was so fresh in my experience how pronounced that was. And this was someone who would never normally say that. But he got the bad news, and that's exactly what he said. It was just a surprise, and it was like, Jesus Christ, something happened to a child. And it was very, very alarming to him. So yeah. We were on the subject of children and
No, but I love that. That's great. That's so important. And I remember one time you had a story. I won't go into the details, but the phrase that you had used, and this might be helpful to someone out there, you said, "Jesus, don't miss this." And I used that recently, and it just, something happened and something shifted. And I felt like the situation was heard. Something was just some minor movement, something. And I just felt calm and peace that everything was as it should be and it was going to work out. So thank you for that, Glenda.
Yeah, you know, it's not a casual thing that we were taught to ask in His name. We think, oh, okay, I'll just hold His Spirit and, you know. No, it's not a casual thing that we ask in His name. It's a very important thing. And I saw it evidenced by this person who would never normally formalize that thought, but it was an automatic reaction. Sometimes our automatic reactions in many situations are the revealing truth. And it pays to look at that. Okay. Hello, Aria.
Aria, you're on.
Hello. Hi. I totally know the light of God never fails. It's just, you know, so many things going on right now, like with the children and with the Ukraine and Russia and the COVID. I just lost a neighbor and a dear teacher from California, a spiritual teacher. She was healthy and she got the COVID and she died within 2 weeks in December. And the neighbor died just like in the last month. And I have the long haul COVID, so I haven't been able to shake that. But I'm asking, I'm reaching out to Yeshua. I'm asking for prayers and blessings for healing, for that shortness of breath and the exhaustion and headaches, loss of weight, no taste or smell. I also recall that somebody was on the call not too long ago, and she was praying for her husband, Jim. And I have been praying for him as well. So I think it's like, you know, if you don't get it, it's great, and some people just recover right away. But apparently some people don't. And I'm lucky to be alive. I'm grateful to be alive. But at the same time, it's suffering, you know, because of everything that goes with it.
Yes, it is. Because when we are down with a situation ourselves, it brings us into a place of compassion with others who have it even worse than we do. And I would just suggest, be grateful that the hand of God is upon you and that you are being lifted up to a place where, in the long run, you will help and serve others. So
Totally. That's what I feel, and that's why I've been praying for everyone that had it or their loved ones, like the lady on the call, you know, that he just went to the hospital, and so many people that I have heard of that passed from it, you know, and it was their time. But at the same time, that is part of what I feel, like compassion for everything, but especially with this, it's not a light virus. I know viruses don't really have anything, but it feels like whatever's behind it is nasty. And I know that the light of God will always prevail. So that's where I want to keep my energy. But I also, you know, having had it, you know, it also feels like it overtook me. And the same with Jeff and the same with people that have had it. So just praying, just blessing. And they're all getting, a lot of them are getting better fast. No.
God bless you, Aria, and you are on my list. So
thank you, Glenda.
We're a team. We're a team,
yes.
And we're here to hold the strength of everyone, the health of everyone, and the future of all of us, that we may arrive in the promised land, and it has been promised. So the hardship was also forecast, and it has come about for sure. So if it has come about in a world that God is moving toward better times, we know the promise will come about.
Thank you.
And we pray for strength to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Which we will. Okay, well, Aria, thank you so much. And we love you. We're holding
you
very close to the heart of Christ.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Well, Nancy, what would you like to say?
That's hard when these things are going on, you know, for folks, seeing loved ones or their spiritual teacher and a neighbor, and then here you are.
I know.
You know, but as you said, and as she said so beautifully, you know, the light of God always prevailing, and, yeah, I always have that phrase in my mind that there's nothing too big for God, and so I think about our God and love responding to my imagination of not just how I see things and how it looks like could be bleak. If I can imagine and see something, you know, moving and turning into good, then I feel like that particular vibration that I send from my heart, that God responds to that as well. And so it's not just, oh, how it looks. So, and as you said, you don't always know, you know, you don't see the entire tapestry. You just sometimes see the tattered fibers on the back side as you're working, but you don't see the beautiful completed picture. And Aria, it's beautiful that you are developing this beautiful, compassionate heart, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, it is. You know, while we're waiting, by the way, if anyone else wants to come on the call, we have time for other callers, so just press *6 and then 1, and we'll open the line. And until then, I will continue to talk with about some, well, I have so many things I discover every day about ways to be, ways to move forward in faith. And I was talking to someone who, I would just say lives a little bit of a privileged life in the sense that they've never had to worry financially. They've never had to be without friends. It had good health and strength in their middle years, you know, and we were discussing what was going on in the world, and all of a sudden, he just got quiet, and then he said, "I'm so sorry." And my automatic response came on a little bit like a tiger, and I said to him, "Sorry is not a big enough word. I suggest that you pray to God that you have actually comprehended and understood and listened to what's going on in the world, and then ask, how can I be of service?" And maybe that may sound a little bit rude, but, you know, it was just an automatic response when I said, "Sorry is not a big enough word." It's mm-hmm. easy. It's easy to say "I'm sorry" to a lot of predicaments in life, but it doesn't encompass what's really happening, and it doesn't establish your place within what's happening. And I think it's really important what everybody has shared today, that they have discovered their place within the problem, not external to the problem, feeling a little bit privileged and then saying "I'm sorry." That doesn't cut it. And I think one of the reasons the problem is getting to be so big is that's how much it takes to bring everybody into it. Because nobody's going to be privileged through this. And that was forecast in the Bible. That was forecast by the prophets of ancient times who were close to Yeshua, who knew his will, and who knew what he had taught them. And they basically said, no one will be exempt. So the way to get past this, my friends, is let's bring everybody in. And then let's start remedying the worst of the predicament so that we can spare everybody from the height of suffering, the height of loss, the height of disaster. Let's make this a humanitarian issue. It's not about we versus them.
It's not about they've got it worse than we do. It's about we're all in this together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
We really are.
Yeah, wake us up to our oneness and, you know, no one's exempt, you know?
No one is exempt. And that's what I had to learn. Just because I serve God, just because I'm Yeshua's scribe, doesn't mean I'm exempt. I'm going through it too, everybody. And it's not any kind of punishment being laid on me. I don't deserve it. I wouldn't deserve it. And if I took it in that spirit, it would destroy my ability to be of service. So I take it with gratitude that I'm able to taste the bitter beverage too. That I'm here being able to pray. That I'm here being able to experience it and be there with everybody else. And we're going to all get through this. We will. We're all going to get through this.
And,
okay.
And that's like a reflection of Jesus because, you know, Yeshua, that, you know, everybody, when you take it on, the second part of it is to transmute it with love. So,
exactly.
And that's, you know, and that's just key. And so, but we have four callers now, Glenda.
I noticed that. We must have simulated something. Okay.
I'm going to open up Mara's line.
I want to respond from something you said, Nancy. People are always asking me, why did he have to suffer? And I said he chose to suffer. That was his way of being one with us. He wasn't on a pink cloud saying, oh, I'm sorry about what you have to go through. No. He went through it with us. Then he transmuted it. Then he transcended it with love, with forgiveness, with unity. And then he said, I'm here for you always. Just call on my name.
Matthew 7:7. Yep. Ask, seek, knock. Yep. Good one.
That's right. Okay, Nancy. You are good with the lines and verses.
All right. Here we go. Mara, your line is open.
Thank you. First off, I want to thank you, Nancy, for your kind words last week and also to Christopher and Glenda. And I thought I would share an experience that I had this morning. Actually 50 years ago, there was a film, a movie film called Duel, meaning a duel like fighting and or opposing. And I saw that movie, and at the time I was not cognizant of what that movie really meant. Other than it was a spellbinding movie, but it was about a man who drove a truck and he was in the mountains and a truck began to follow him. And so he stopped at, on the road and at gas stations, and he would open the cab of the truck that was following him. And there would be no one there. Well, the suspense just builds and builds and builds. And finally, the man has this, being chased by this truck that seems to have nothing but, in mind except to thwart him in some way. He gets tired of it, I suppose. But anyway, he drives to the edge of a cliff, and he parks his truck, and he gets out, and the other truck comes speeding forward toward him, and you're sure that he's going over, that this man is going to get knocked over the cliff. And if I remember it correctly, he opens his arms wide, and then he steps aside, and a little bit aside, and the truck that was following him goes over the cliff. Now, I have not thought of that movie for 50 years.
Wow.
And I woke up this morning and that movie was going through my mind. And I thought, it's about, the movie was one of the very first ones by Steven Spielberg. And I thought, oh, he was a genius. Because it helped me again to reinforce that if you continue to be fearful and you start going a little bit off your rocker because you're so frightened, but then you surrender to it, you find out that it was a myth. It was an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so grateful for that. For that insight. And I thought, oh, I wish all the people that are trying to go to war in this world would see that movie and have it hit them like it did me. Or I mean, not hit them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Anyway.
That would be so great.
Such a wonderful, wonderful, reminder that those things that we think are so horrible really may not be horrible at all. They might have a huge lesson for us.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
And just fear has very little or rarely any intelligence in it. Sometimes it does, but for the most part, it is a reactive emotion that pulls us away from our heart and away from our mind. And we don't think so well. But when we surrender to it, it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
It's
and
interesting.
You've been telling
that
us that for all these years, Glenda, and it's amazing to me that these reminders mean so much. When you get into times like this and then have such a vivid reminder of it, it's another grace that we have received from these visits that Yeshua has made to you and that you've relayed to us so beautifully. And I thank you again.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. And I love my job. I love being a scribe for him. Just to transcribe his words is the greatest privilege I've ever had in my, well, maybe my whole existence. I don't know, but at least in this life. So.
I would kind of bet on the whole. That'd be where I'd put my coin.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Well, Mara, God bless you. And we just always keep you in our blessings because we want you blessed and cared for and kept safe and well and with us for a long time.
I thank you. I hope so too. And I am doing the best I can, moving along here.
Well, I know. I can say that about me too.
Yes, you can.
So.
And I think everybody can. These messages that everyone gives. I would name everyone, but I don't always remember all the names, but anyway, they mean a lot, and I'm so glad when I hear them voice those, and also when a new voice comes on.
Yeah, we love that.
We realize that we're growing, and we have more and more people that listen. It's wonderful.
Well, yeah, you know, we're up to 6 pages of people now. And
wow.
We started out with 3 pages. So we have grown. And,
yes,
you know,
we
every week it's a different assemblage. Because even our constant familiar participants don't make it every week. You know, we do have other things we do on Sunday. But
right.
I really, really appreciate when I see the same names over and over again, because I know that you're dipping into the well that will quench your thirst and will make your life just more radiant and on fertile ground. Okay, well, Mara, be well, be happy. We love you.
Thank you, and I feel the same about all of you. And I know we're all, I am always very glad when I say the blessings to align myself with all of you and anyone who is receiving as well as giving, because
Absolutely. That
is important too. And
yes.
very important that they have come on to receive. And I think that all of us together will finally hit that 100th monkey syndrome.
Yeah. Yay. Oh, we will. We will.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'll get to that, Mara.
Yeah.
Well,
bye now.
Okay, so bye for now. See you next week.
Thank you.
We will. Okay.
Okay, we have Nancy Lopez.
Is on. Huh?
Yep, Nancy's on.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Linda and everyone on the call, and I wanted to say to Mara, I really hope I'm a peace monkey and that we all become peace monkeys and bring
yes.
about peace, especially in the Russian-Ukrainian conflict. But I also wanted to just share with others who may have the same feeling, I feel such admiration for the Ukrainians, who, out of patriotism and love of country, are willing to stand up and say, no, you can't take our freedom. You can't just run me over like I don't mean anything and take away what I have built in my community, in my society. I so admire that they have stood up. It's kind of like Mara's man who was in the truck got out, and he stood up, and he looked at the other truck and basically said, I'm here, and you may not hit me. And I think, in a way, the Ukrainians are doing that and saying that. And at the same time, they're saying, and we want peace. We will talk to you about peace, but you cannot take away my freedom. And I just so admire them for it. And I feel like there's a message there for us. You know, Americans often glibly say freedom isn't free, but we're seeing what it truly means in this conflict. And we're also seeing just lovely ways God is able to bring forth good even out of situations that look so terrible to us. And as we look at what's happening to the Ukrainians and the example that they are showing for love of country and love of freedom and standing up for democracy and those ideals, but also in Russia, the people who are saying, no, this is not what we want, and they're going out into the streets and risking so much to say stop. Those protests are very important. And
yes.
it's important. Well, I'll stop there. I could
no,
please think of what you've said today is so important for summarizing everything everybody has said today. You know, your admiration is so important for changing the equation of what could or could not happen over there. And your admiration for both sides is such a powerful change from people who are criticizing both sides. Instead of looking for what's wrong, you're looking for what's right. And that lifts the fog. It brings light and clarity to the situation. So, Nancy, where you're going is exactly what we all need to believe, and it will banish the illusion that fear and conquest have any power. We should be past that by now. And I think it's time all of us got to choose. We don't go that direction anymore.
I feel that way, too. And, you know, I heard this morning, I still watch some news every day. Mm-hmm. And they have some Russians that have been captured by the Ukrainians. And those soldiers are saying, we didn't realize we were going to war. We were told we were going to do exercises on the borders. We didn't know we would be ordered to invade.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an element of manipulation that occurs by those who have power. And we need to recognize it and not respond to the manipulation. There's so many lessons there, but I found that particular piece of information from the soldiers on the ground from Russia to be really telling, really telling. This is not the Russian people. This is not what's going on, and we need
The Russian people don't want this. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
No, they don't want it. They don't want to lose their loved ones. They don't want to lose their homes. And they don't want the same powers coming back and then manipulating them.
No.
They don't want it.
There are so many lessons in this, and compassion for both sides, both societies, when we're talking about people and countries, we really need to hold the high ground with them, hold their high ground, their highest ideals. The Russian people are very philosophic people.
Yes, they are.
They think very deeply. And
yes, they do.
There's so many things that we have glossed over sometimes, but our compassion for them in this war needs to match our compassion for the Ukrainians. Although it's true, I admire the Ukrainians tremendously, and I pray that God brings forth powerful good out of this really awful situation. And with that, I would like other people to have a chance to talk. I didn't mean to talk so long, but I just had to talk about my admiration for the Ukrainians, and I think it's a lesson for all of us in the United States. We have to build a more perfect union and a beloved community. Mm-hmm. And we do that on this phone call. So,
yes, we do. Well, Nancy, everything you said was itself a prayer, a wonderful prayer, and it's the way our prayer should be, joining with God in viewing the greatest possible outcome for every situation.
Yeah.
And so thank you for taking this time. It was a mirror back to us and allowing us to see what was possible for us to think. So thank you, Nancy.
Thank you, Glenda. Bye.
Bye. We have Carolyn. Glenda? Carolyn, your line is open now.
Hello.
Hi, Carolyn.
Thank you so much, Glenda. You are the embodiment of vitamin L. Absolutely. And I'm so grateful to be able to be on this call every Sunday. I was going to ask you for a blessing for a good friend of mine now. He's my ex-boyfriend in London. And sadly, he's an atheist, but I hope you can still give him a blessing. He's having great financial difficulties. I'm also seeing that he is starting to get maybe a few side effects, slight side effects from the COVID vaccine. And he's pretty old. He's you know, in the later years of his life. So I'd like blessings for him to have financial security and good health. So that's what I would like to ask for today. And thank you.
Okay. Okay. We will take it from your heart to his. Okay.
Thank you. And we have Iman.
Hello, Iman.
Oh, hi. I just had to unmute my phone. Oh, I just want to say thank you, Glenda, for your presence in this transitional time for all of us. I first would like to send you love and prayer on your transition and your move, that you find home wherever you go, and that, well, you have home in my heart, Glenda. And I'm in Maui, so we found a beautiful place.
I know. You're in a beautiful place.
Yes, and if you would like to come and visit Maui through any time, if you had the time, I welcome you to stay with us. So I don't know how else to reach you. But I just want to send that out there. You have the, you know, a pocket of time you want to spend a week or whatever, a break from, you know, the stress or whatever it is. You're welcome in my physical and my heart space.
Oh, thank you so much, Iman. What can we do to bless you?
Secondly, I just would like to say that every time I've been through some confusion through this earthly transition with all the human storm, I would read in the chapter Bridges on page 218 in the international bestseller version, and it just reminds me of what is really happening on a universal level. When Master said that we are moving into the time of humanity's fulfillment, and that there is no one exempt, and that the light of truth will shine in all things, and the oppressive structures of governments and politics and all that will be exposed, and critical mass will be reached. But I love the part when he said, it remains enduringly true that all mankind will be blessed with the result of that human transfiguration. That gives me such hope mm-hmm. and such light. To go through whatever we have to go through, and knowing that at the end of the tunnel is this light, and that we are moving into the ascension, the fulfillment, the enlightenment, golden age, whatever one wants to call it. So just wanted to bring that forth and remind each other
thank
that.
You.
And I send all my love to everyone. God
thank
bless
you.
Everyone.
God bless you.
Thank you.
And we have one final caller. Christopher, your line is open.
Hi, everybody. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Glenda, are you there?
Great.
I think we dropped Glenda.
Uh-oh.
Maybe she's going to call back in. It looks like she is no longer here, but I imagine she will call. So, Christopher, you can continue or wait or however you'd like to move forward.
I'm here. I'm back. I got cut off and had to call back in.
Okay, you're there. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to, first of all, say I am just astounded by the conversation that's been happening. Glenda, what you said about what you said to your friend, and you know, it came out as like a tiger response. Mm-hmm. I often feel that way, but I haven't known how to approach it. And so in my graduate work, one of the things that I'm studying is how important it is that people take a critical self-reflection. Really deep mm-hmm. critical self-reflection, because we're all part of the machine. We all have it in us in a different way. So I just really appreciate that you were willing and able to say that and then share it with us. I feel there's something so important about that, us learning how to do that critical self-reflection so that we're not always pointing the finger outside. And I love what Nancy was saying about how she's perceiving the Ukrainian people and the Russian people, just that in itself, turning around our negative thinking, our critical judgment of the other, and seeing the best in each other is so beautiful. So thank you, everybody. I wanted to, for myself, I had a blessing this week. I wanted to ask for ancestral healing, and this is for my own family, but I think it's also for all of us. I was reading in Genesis about Abraham and these three generations of deception, culminating in Joseph. You might know this story, that, you know, Joseph was a dreamer, and he saw these visions, and when he shared the visions, his brothers became jealous, sold him into slavery. He ended up becoming the servant of the master, really, you know, sidekick to the master, and totally trusted. And then he was deceived by this, by the master's wife, and put in jail, and eventually read the dreams of the Pharaoh and became his second in command. I mean, it's this whole process of, it, to me, it's so beautiful, the idea of redemption from our ancestral wounds. And that's what I see a lot of what's going on in the world. People are pointing fingers at each other and not acknowledging that we all come from a history of, you know, what they might call ancestral sin, or, you know, like the problems that came before us. So I'm asking for healing around that for my family and for everyone, for this nation, for this world. And, And I know we're getting close to the end. I just wanted to also say I'm so grateful. My neighbor, who's on the call right now, has started calling in for the blessings in the last 4 weeks or so, and her life is miraculously changing, and her physical body is healing. She was having trouble figuring out where to move next. She was just offered to stay here on the property, to take care of the landlady's house, and at a really reasonable price, and take care of the kitty. I mean, it's all happening, and every day she tells me something new of how she's being blessed, and she's just so grateful. So thank you. And so more blessings for Rose Lee. And also just one last piece. I think it was Aria that was talking about this lingering COVID. I wanted to say that I had serious lung conditions since I was a child, asthma, chronic bronchitis, really bad. And I found an herbal formula that has helped me so much. I just felt God wanted me to tell her. It's called Loviral, L-O-V-I-R-A-L. It's from Herbs Etc. I would recommend everybody has it on hand because it is the most effective upper respiratory antiviral that I've ever seen. And it fixed it. The last time I had a very bad case, it took it away, and I haven't had one since. So I would just invite people to have that on hand and to
would
use
it. Would you say
like,
it again, Christopher? Well, so everyone
yeah,
can type
called,
it down now?
Yeah, it's called Loviral. It's L-O-V-I-R-A-L. Now, this is if you have COVID or if you're recovering from it. It's really pointed, directed at the respiratory system and taking out the virus. So I just know from my own experience, when I had seemingly uncurable bronchitis, this, this took it out and it never came back. So I have it on hand. Okay. If I start to feel that coming again, I start taking it. So I wanted especially Aria to hear that in case she might be looking for some remedies, that could help her get through this.
Thank you.
So that's a lot. Thank you. Thank you so much, everybody. I love you all. I am so grateful. This conversation today just blows my mind. I have to go back and listen to it again.
Thank you.
Well, I'm glad we recorded. That's one of the things we do. You know, I have heard so many people say, I couldn't be there on the Sunday call, but I listened to the recording. And, you know, I got the same blessing. So it just proves one thing. The Holy Spirit has no boundaries, no time, and no space. And Yeshua has no boundaries, no time, and no space. And our Almighty Father has no boundaries, no time, and no
space. That's right.
It's really up to us to engage our faith in that which we seek.
Yes.
It's really pretty simple, but you know, the simple lessons are the hardest to learn. Because we are complicated.
Yes.
And
Okay. Well, it's nice to hear you laugh, Christopher, and thank you so much for your love and your contributions. So often you're here, and we love it. We love you.
I love it, too, and grateful.
I think it's fun. We just went into our blessings.
One more thing, Glenda. Speaking of contribution, one more thing. Contribution. I've been trying to make donation, and also Rosalie, my neighbor, and it's been hard. We haven't been able to get the donation button to work. So I wrote an email to the server email. I just wanted to let you know, because we want to give you money. We want to give you money.
Oh,
contributions
well,
as well.
I need it. Thank you for letting me know. Actually, it has worked for some people, but not as much as usual. And I was grateful for whatever I got, but I will let him know, because we had to close the store down a little more and a little more, because people kept ordering and I couldn't deliver. And then people would call on the phone and say, "Well, Glenda, I can't live without Christ. I've got to have it." And bless their heart, I know. I took a supply for me, but all of our company supplies are locked up in a pod on a storage lot in Corpus Christi. But that is the body of Christ. I was taken to that place for a very good reason. And I think it's because that would be my cross to bear. Corpus Christi is body of Christ. That's what it means.
Yeah.
So that was my cross to bear. And I'm moving on toward the redemption and the transfiguration. And I'm just now learning that actually it was important for me to go through not just a mental, spiritual passage of transition, but also one that involves the physical world. Just like Yeshua could not just go through a transition. He had to do it on a physical plane. And his transition was a whole lot harder than mine, because his job was a whole lot bigger than mine. And thank you, dear one, all of you, that you are going through your transition, and do it with grace. Do it with faith. Do it with knowing that you will land in the sweet bed of rest and recovery. You will. So let's get into our blessing now. All right? I'm here with you, and let's do the work we came to do, not just for yourself, but also for everyone. And actually, many, if not all, of the people on the call today are ministers in their own right, or actual trained blessing givers who've been to our conferences and our seminars. And one of the things I want to say for you, I don't know a lot of my goals for this year, because they're a little bit blocked with uncertainty, but I know one of goals that is very clear, and that is this year, in 2022, we will have our next Blessing Giver Conference. I know that's going to happen, and I look so forward to when and where it will be. Until then, we join on Sundays with love and faith. So let's get into the work now. Everybody who's new, there's nothing you have to do except receive. But receive through your heart. Receive through the blank slate of your higher awareness, without having to figure it out or know about. Just simply be like a child. If you can remember what it was like to be a child, not knowing what tomorrow would bring, just be there now. Be innocent. Be receptive. Relax in your chair, in your bed, or wherever you are. In summertime, I'll include the backyard on your lawn. Maybe not right now, since most places are covered with snow. But still, be where you love. Be where you're comfortable. Let go. Be at peace and receive. The only one, you don't have to take any position physically, except don't have your arms or legs crossed.
because you're going to receive this in an energetic form. And I say that because the entire universe is energetic. And all thought forms are energetic. All love forms are energetic. And the Holy Spirit comes to us through energy. If you ever wonder about, is that true? Then read the book of Acts, where the Holy Spirit came to the apostles on the day of Pentecost, and they lit up with flames on their shoulders and light around their heads, because the energy of the Holy Spirit was such a powerful, transforming presence on that day. And that was the day that the church was actually created. And that's why we call the church today Spiritus. Spirit is. And that is our church. The energy of the Holy Spirit coming through us, blessing us, healing us, lifting us up. And that's what the apostles carried out to the world from that day forward. When Yeshua was healed, he called his teachings the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And through me, you will find your way. He taught the way, but he left us with the Holy Spirit that came to the apostles and charged them with the energy they needed to go out to the world and turn the way into a transformative message. And if you want to listen back to everybody speaking today, that's what it was all about. A transformative message carried through the energy of the Holy Spirit, focusing on love and everything that is forward moving in a positive way. So let that move through you now. Just be open and receptive to it. Okay, I will, through my prayer, give my praise, love, and invitation to Yeshua to be here. Because he asked us to call upon him. He leaves it to our free will to choose him or not. All of us who come here today, we are obviously choosing him. We are choosing the Holy Spirit. We are choosing the grace of God. And so we offer that in our prayer. Then the blessing givers and I will conduct energy that is not from us. It's from much higher places. But we are a conduit. We're a willing conduit. We love to be a conduit to you, to bring those blessings forward. And while we do that, you will pray, receive, and channel that energy into your life, your needs, your dreams, your hopes, and your prayers, not just for yourself, but for the world. So that's what we do here, and that is the work. Let's begin. Blessing givers, please stand and join me as we offer this request and invocation to Yeshua. Our friend, our teacher, and Lord of love, Son of God, we are here seeking your blessing, seeking your healing, your redemption, your lifting up. We ask for it, and we rejoice and join with you, hand in hand, to be all that we can be on this earth, to walk forward with your love and the power of the Holy Spirit, the grace of God, to give our presence to the world for all that it can be. We ask that you heal us, give us hope, strengthen our faith, and lead us forward in love, to be that presence in the world that can give to one another, that can cut short the negativity and show it to be an illusion, to cut in front of hostile forces, to show they have no power, to step up to those who are lifting the world and show that all power goes to them. that we are here to be not an army of defiance or conflict, but crusaders of love. We are here to heal the earth in your name. And we pronounce this in your name, by the name of our living Christ. We shall all live in the body and the love of Christ, now and forevermore, to transform this earth into the paradise we were promised it would be. We lead the way. We follow the way. And the way that you taught us. And to know that your words and your teachings, your love and your transformative spirit is the way. We give to others in your name. We lead others in your name. And we carry the world forward in your name. And now we surrender to offer your blessings, the power of the Holy Spirit and the grace of God in your name. Amen. Blessing givers, will you join me in conducting the blessing? And those receiving, pray with all your heart, for all you love, for all your faith holds to be true, all your hopes. For you are the hope of the world. Now, let us all be united as we go forward. Blessing givers, let's begin.
Amen. Amen. And amen. May the peace of God be with you, the love of Christ carry you, and the wisdom of the Holy Spirit inform you. Have a wonderful week. I pray that the blessings be with you now and for the rest of your life, developing as you go along. And I look forward to being with you again next week so that we can come together and rejoice as a community on what we're offering, discovering, and giving. Bye-bye for now, with much love. See you later.